Hello, welcome to Psychopath in Your Life. This is episode number 28. I'm your host, Diane Emerson. I'm the author of the book, Psychopaths in Our Lives, My Interviews, which is available now on Amazon and iBooks. iBooks is where you get the electronic version along with Amazon, but Amazon also has a paperback edition. So anyway, so today we're going to continue to chat about the eyes of psychopaths, and we're going to continue to talk about and start to draw some connection between the mask and how the eyes play into this. I don't know. And then later we will talk more about the eyes and the smile connection. I was driving around lost in thought on a country road, trying to figure out where I was. I was looking for an auction in a town of 91 people. And if you can believe this, I was lost. Kind of hard to do. But anyway, so what I found myself doing is, ever since we started this conversation last week, talking about the eyes of psychopaths, I started drifting back. And I started thinking about many years ago, about the time that I first saw the eyes of a psychopath emerge, those deep black demonic eyes. And it was interesting because I'd seen those eyes on a corporate psychopath. But at the time, I had no clue what they were. I can still tell you where I was standing, what I was doing, and all of that, because it was kind of a paralyzing moment, but I really didn't know about any kind of connection there that would be going on. So anyway, so then I had this experience with a low-level, non-socialized psychopath, unmasked, that first caught my attention with the eyes. But it was all kind of lost on me at the time. And it was really, when I figured out this was a psychopath person, it was kind of one of those friend of a friend deals. And they were really, you know how what really turned out, what I found very interesting about the whole thing as I was driving along thinking about it, is that the reaction, when this person unmasked, the reaction drew my attention more because of how my three dogs reacted. And they had met this person, and I don't remember how things went off the rails, but all of a sudden a conflict was started on his part. And he said something like, "I could kill you," which I thought, wow. Anyway, I remember the killing part. Yeah, this wasn't much of a socialized psychopath who we'll get to go on to observe later, but the more socialized, probably the longer it will take than a casual acquaintance for this mask to drop. So his mask was a frightening thing. And I can remember that what happened was that something inside of me said, get up and move to the phone. And so, you know, this was back in the days when everybody had landlines. So essentially I got up and I moved over to where the phone was. And what I found was that this person was staring at me so intently and with these beady black eyes. And the interesting thing that caught my attention was that my three dogs followed me across the room and proceeded to sit in front of me and stare at this person who was staring at me and growling. So there's a lot to talk about and unpack about the eyes, and we will get to more of that too, because I kind of believe from my experience that pets can even recognize those eyes. So what I'd like to work on is that we as people, being the recipients of these kinds of deals, can learn to recognize some of these symptoms earlier. And so it was kind of interesting because I noticed this shift, and when my dog started growling, I just asked this person to leave my home, never to return again. And so it was only several years later when I started my first little forum to gather information, and some of the first people that started showing up started talking about the eyes. And it just like hit me like out of a brick out of the sky. And all of a sudden, I had this flashback moment to that time when I'd had this encounter with me, my dogs, and then I remembered this corporate experience. And that helped me a great deal. I mean, I was really there to help other people, but this thing about the eyes really helped me to see why things had gone off the rails, more importantly with this corporate psychopath. This other person was really just an observation point. So what I'd like to do, I look back and I'd like to read a quote by somebody who was talking about the eyes. And this is what the person had to say. She said, "My husband's ex-wife is a psychopath. We share custody of the kids with her, and we're trying desperately to get sole custody of them. I have dealt with her now for 3 years, and didn't realize she was a psychopath until most recently. I have been doing so much research to figure out what was wrong with her. She fits every symptom of psychopathy. It's scary to read all these posts about their eyes. The first thing I said about her was, she has the crazy eyes. But I didn't know it was much more than that. They are vacant and evil. I refuse to look at her because I feel her gaze will destroy my soul. After reading this discussion thread, I looked back at her Facebook pictures and looked at just her eyes. They scare the living daylights out of me. My husband and I try to protect her from even looking at us. We keep our distance from her and won't let her physically see us when she drops off the kids. I have to say, I have never felt I needed to literally hide from anybody. I have never dealt with somebody like this before. That's why I came to this site. See, this is interesting because we have these alarm bells going off, and they all tend to start ringing around the eyes. People will look back and say things like, you know, I brushed aside the first red flags, and probably that first red flag was when the mask dropped and you saw those eyes. And then, of course, it gets explained away, so you become compliant with this person and continue to deal with them. So then I'll read another quote. This is an interesting one written by a man about a woman that he was involved with. And what he has to say is, since I have determined that she has issues, yeah, I guess that's probably true, I have gone back and looked at the countless number of pictures we have taken over the years, and it is so clear that she only smiles with her teeth. The eyes never move. They never squint when she smiles. The eyes are fully engaged and focused. Granted, I'm not an expert on this, but I've read that there is a scientific reason for this. Do I know for sure? Can't say I do. But one thing I find most crazy when I look at pictures of her in a group, say 3 to 10 people, and look at everyone in the picture, all their eyes match with their smiles. And then look at her eyes. It is downright haunting. Who knows? Maybe one day there will be a breakthrough in this research, and it will provide a tag so the rest of us can finally have a clue as to the monster inside and learn to avoid them because of the scarlet letter written all over their fake smiles and eyes. Would it be really cool if someday this could be added to the checklist? Well, I have to say, I can't agree with you more that these are the reasons for this podcast is we need to really go beyond the checklist, because a lot of things that we see on checklists, you're not going to really find with a socialized psychopath. It's who we're talking about here. You could find a lot of those symptoms with your lower level ones, but you're not going to find that with the socialized ones. And so what we're going to do is, and I've had this theory that I want to talk with you about how photos and the eyes can also tell who you're dealing with. And this is only my theory, so please just use it as a tool, per se, to try to dive a little bit deeper into who you're dealing with. And for example, if it's somebody in your past, look at some of those pictures. My goal and my hope is that once we can identify what hit us, and no one will say that anybody involved with a psychopath is anything but hit and knocked completely to the ground, that by learning to take a look at things, okay, from a rear view mirror perspective at times, or even if you have a current psychopath in your life, the goal is to try to help you to come to your own conclusions that, no, this isn't a healthy relationship, and no, I haven't done anything to encourage this. What we're talking about are people who cannot be changed, don't care to change, and given the choice will ruin your life. So it's very odd when you go to look at pictures of psychopaths. And I'm not a researcher. I'm more of a person who is here to talk to you about the subtleties of way to look for psychopaths. And what I found is that when people look at pictures of people they're involved with, it really brings them into focus of who they're dealing with. And really, a lot of times with psychopaths, it's very much a hugely revolving door in how they come and out of the same person's life. So just because one of them breaks up with you once or leaves your life doesn't mean that they're not going to come back. They do have a very pretty well translated way of resurfacing. And a lot of times people view the resurfacing as, oh, yeah, I was really wrong about a lot of things, and this person really does care for me. Look, they're calling me. Let me pick up the phone. And as one psychopath that I interviewed for my book said, which I thought was, this is a really chilling thought. We were talking about one of the members of the forum talking about this psychopath in their life, and he was offering some advice. And one thing that he said, which was very interesting, he said, well, her first mistake was when the guy called, the psychopath, was that she picked up the phone. See, that's how they're looking. I mean, you're really kind of on speed dial with him. That a photo is really hard to challenge his line. Take a look at the eyes of the ones who may be in your life, or the ones who commit crimes that we all know about. Look at the eyes. Take a look at those eyes and maybe drop me a line and let me know if you've uncovered something new or if this is something you've always been thinking about for a very long time. And we'll get more into that next week because I want to tie in with how the smile interacts. We mentioned that briefly earlier. When you look at the pictures, pay attention to the eye-smile connection. See how the eyes are matching up with a smile. Now, like we talked about in the first episode last week, with intent, will give you the right kind of eyes to lure you in. But it's with when they lose track of things and go through the unmasking that you see what you're really getting, which is a dark, deep, evil, disturbed person. So anyway, so that's enough for this week. And I hope if you enjoy this podcast, you will subscribe and share on social media. And really, thanks a lot and for any help in advance by sharing on social media. And you could also go to psychopath-research.com. And, you know, there's still a little bit of discussion going on there. And there'll be a link at the bottom of the notes here where I provide a link to the thread at the forum that talks specifically about the eyes and the smile. And you can also find this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Facebook, YouTube, and the website. If you go to the website psychopathinyourlife.com, there is an audio box there so you can listen directly. So I hope that you do know that this show is for you, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts and questions. I do read all of my emails, and you can go to psychopathinyourlife.com, which is the same name as the show, and you can email me directly there by email, which is Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, at Diane Emerson, DianeEmerson.com. Or there's a private email box there that you don't have to use your email to register some comments or suggestions. Or if you have some questions that you'd like me to ask Jack, our past guest, or any other questions that might be on your mind. So until then, remember, change begins one breath at a time, and try your best to stop painting all those red flags white. Goodbye for now. See you next week.